Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 143 on September 22nd, 2016. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, think about becoming a patron of mine so that I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for all those people out there interested in pegging everywhere. Go to patreon.com/rubyrider, or you can click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side of my website. Okay, here's an announcement. For those of you who like to plan ahead a little bit, I am teaching again in Long Beach, beginning and advanced pegging. This happens on October 9th at 2 p.m. for the beginning, and the advanced class starts at 3:30. The link for the tickets is in the Linkorama, and this will be in Long Beach at Tiffany Yelverton's house, the enticeme.com lady. So please join me there if you are interested in coming to my classes. You know, the classes are always a lot of fun. I enjoy teaching in person, partly because I never know what's going to happen in the classes. I never know what kind of questions people are going to ask, and that adds an element of excitement that I really enjoy. Just the personal interaction, too, as opposed to just recording a class and putting it up online, which I've thought about doing. Anyway, that's why I really like live classes. So come on down, buy a ticket, check it out, come and learn, if that is your thing. Okay, so the first letter I have is we heard back from the guy in podcast number 142 that was trying to figure out a way for his partner to come inside of him, literally. And this was a comment on Do Women Love Pegging on my website, pegging101.com. We came up with an idea that sort of worked out, so she could come while fucking me. I invited a friend for a threesome so he could take her from behind while she pegged me. I was on my back with my legs up. I put my hand around her neck and kissed her. She moaned in my mouth as my friend drove her to orgasm, and I lost it. I was so high on love endorphins, and as her toy hit my boy spot, I came like mad. It was fucking fantastic, and I'm still glowing. I haven't come from just anal since I was a teenager. Oh, nice story. So this is interesting to me because when you wrote, it seemed like you were really looking for a way for her to literally come inside you, like for the juices of her cum to come inside you, as opposed to come while she's fucking you. So, I mean, that's possible because there's all kinds of way cool toys out there that she could use to come while she's fucking you. And, you know, very nice of your friend to help you guys out, I must say. And awesome that you came from anal only. That's totally cool. I'm going to put some links up for my regularly recommended toys that help women come while they are pegging a man. Most of them are fused toys because they've got the vibe option in there, whether it's the double or the single ones. I like both. And check those out if you want, because it's totally awesome to have a threesome and have him fucking her while she's fucking you. I mean, that's fucking hot. A lot of fucking there, see? But if you want to have it be a more regular thing where she just comes while she's fucking you, yeah, these toys will probably really help you out. Absolutely. So thanks for writing back in and giving us the update and the hot story. I loved it. This next letter came through my Pegging Paradise email, and the subject line was Don't Like Pegging. Where are the stories about the women who tried pegging several times, tried to keep a very open mind about it, but ultimately found out it was at best something they could grin and bear, or at worst, something that was a total turnoff? I have been with my boyfriend for several years and love him more than I have loved anyone in my life. But even though I know just sucking it up and pegging him would save our relationship, it is such a turnoff for me I just can't bring myself to even be neutral so he can just enjoy it. He, of course, then claims my objection is due to nonsense cultural issues around it, cleanliness, role reversal, heteronormativity, which I'm not saying don't play any role, but aren't I allowed to just not like something? I have spent hours combing the internet looking for stories that don't make me feel like a vanilla, prude, ignorant, selfish soul. Yet all I find are stories on how all these women out there try it and eventually just love doing it. I have spent so many hours reading sites like yours, Reddit, Pegging 101, extensive Google searches, trying to get myself turned on by pegging. I probably know more about pegging at this point than I ever could have imagined, including all the reasons I ought to just do it if I really love my partner. I wish more than anything I could be that woman who brandishes a strap-on and feels like snapping a sexy selfie, or tell stories about how much closer pegging has brought them and their partners. And it isn't for lack of trying. The problem is, bottom line, I just don't like it. Even after brandishing a fieldo held up by sexy undies, letting him be dominant instead of submissive, watching how much pleasure he got out of it, and even mechanically having an orgasm myself, I felt nothing. Well, except for the need to wash off in a cold shower and have a good cry. However, my boyfriend has spent so much time reading these stories on the internet that he believes I should, at the very least, just do it occasionally because I love him. I think he believes I will learn to enjoy it eventually, like so many women on the internet say they do. I guess all I can say is help. I don't want to lose my boyfriend over one aspect of our sexual lives, but it seems to mean the world to him. He has never had other sexual partners, so he's learned so much of his sexuality from the internet. I respect the things that bring him pleasure and want to bring him pleasure, but also don't want to do it in a way that ruins our relationship outside the bedroom. Who knows? Maybe I am just a prude, but really, I can't be the only one, can I? Goodness, thanks for writing in. I really appreciate you having the courage to put it all out there, and my heart goes out to you, goodness sakes. Your situation sounds really difficult. First, let's let go of the labels. You know, the vanilla, prude, selfish stuff, just throw those right out the window. Because here's the deal. Each and every one of us gets to choose what we do and don't want to do with our bodies. If doing any sexual act leaves you feeling uncomfortable, or heaven forbid, feeling like you want to shower off and cry afterwards, by all means, don't do it. No sexual act is for everyone. And you have total control over what you do and don't do with your body. Now, I know all of this is complicated because you want to please your boyfriend, but you don't like pegging. In fact, it sounds like you hate it, and he wants you to do it to him. So here's what I think. In your letter, it sounds like you have more than given this a fair chance to work, and it isn't. You have given yourself time to get used to it. You haven't. And you've made a damn good effort for your boyfriend's sake. Your actions are not at all what I would call selfish. You did what any good GGG partner does. Good giving and game, right? You were game to try it. In fact, you were game to try it many times, and it never got any more enjoyable for you. But here's the most important part of your message as far as I'm concerned. You are not neutral about pegging. You actively dislike it. It even says so in the message subject, don't like pegging. And this is really, really important. You don't like it. It's not a neutral situation where it's like, well, it's not that big of a deal. I don't really get anything out of it, but hey, if you like it, I'll do it for you. You don't feel that way about it. You really don't like it. So don't do it. Seriously. Do not continue to do something sexually with your boyfriend that makes you feel horrible. Just no, don't do it. Honor your preferences, honor your feelings about it, and put a hard line up and say, just can't do it, sorry, it makes me feel horrible. You need to be completely honest with him about how much you hate it, if you have not already done so. Tell him it's not okay to dismiss your feelings and or to keep saying you just need to get over your prejudices or your issues around pegging and learn to like it, because you also get to have the feelings you have around this, and no one gets to tell you that you shouldn't feel that way. Not okay. Tell him you gave it more than a good try, and pegging, for you, falls into the category of a hard limit, a solid no. And then tell him he really needs to respect your feelings around this. I think for you to explain to him that you feel like you want to go into the bathroom and shower off in a cold shower and cry after you fuck him. That would be something that would be really good for him to hear from you. At that point in time, if he doesn't show concern for your feelings, walk away, because he is the one who is selfish, not you. You know, you can give lip service all you want to. Oh, if you loved me, you would do this. But that's fucking emotional blackmail. That's not okay to do that. You get to be you. You get to have your likes and dislikes. If you have a reaction like you're having to pegging, fucking don't do it. That's a hard limit. And don't cave when he's like, no, no, if you loved me, you would do this for me. Not okay. If there was something he absolutely hated and it really emotionally upset him every time he did it, he would understand. And perhaps if you know something like that about him, present it in that manner. Say, you know how you, and I'm having a hard time thinking of an example here, but let's say he has a bad relationship with his mother and he really hates calling her. So what if you said, you know, if you loved me, you would call your mother once a week, and he hates it because he gets emotionally upset every time he does it. It's an interesting comparison, but at the same time, that might get him to understand how upset you are after you do it, how much you don't like it, how much you don't ever want to do it again. Okay, so now, after all that, let's move into the compromises territory. This is a difficult one to compromise on, and I'm not sure what would or would not be allowed in your relationship, what your hard limits may or may not be. So I'm just going to throw a bunch of alternatives out there, and you are the one that gets to decide how comfortable these are for you or not comfortable. The first one is, he can wear a butt plug while he fucks you. It can even be a vibrating butt plug, and you can have the remote control, and you can be the one who makes it turn on and turn off. That's an idea. The second one is if there's any part of you that feels a threat of dominance, that you would enjoy being the dominant partner in a sexual interaction with him, you can kind of throw that into the mix and practice edging with him and or chastity, and then you can order him to fuck himself when you're not there. Sort of like, okay, I have control of your orgasms, I edge you when I want to, I let you come when I want to, and I tell you to fuck yourself when I want to. That's kind of an interesting one, but it's a possibility. The other possibility is he can buy the very best toys that are out there and be satisfied with fucking himself, as opposed to requiring that you do it. Now, I've talked with a lot of guys about this, and I know that being fucked by someone is very different than fucking yourself. However, if you are in a completely monogamous relationship and you're not entertaining the thought about pulling someone else in or opening it up, then this would be a decent option if he gets really good at fucking himself. Now, there's toys out there that vibrate. There's all kinds of fun toys out there. But there's also actually this thing called a rocker. It's a shock rocker is the name of it. I'm going to put a link of it in the Linkorama. And it's silent, and it basically operates on a gear ratio principle. And all you have to do is just scoot back and forth a little bit, and this ratcheted arm comes up with a gear ratio that makes it go up inside you. I actually was given one of these, and I'm in the process of writing a review on it. So this is a pretty cool toy. So I'm going to put the link for that, and that would be something he can absolutely fuck himself with, as opposed to just like handheld toys and things like that. There are more elaborate machines that are out there that are electric, noisier, that will piston him, basically. And if you've looked around on the internet, you've probably seen these. So then, moving away from the toys and him fucking himself thing, if there is a part of your relationship that might be okay with opening it up a little bit, you can give him a free pass to find pegging with another partner. Or you can give him a free pass to find pegging with a sex worker. So those are the ones that come to mind first. It is a bit of a difficult thing finding a compromise in the situation because you flat out don't like it and he loves it, clearly. But please do not let him emotionally bully you into thinking that you have to do this for him and feel bad while you're doing it and after you're doing it. No, don't go there. This would be so bad for you and so emotionally abusive. And I'm not using that word lightly. It's not okay to know that somebody gets really upset about something and say, yeah, well, if you love me, you'd do it anyway. And I can't emphasize that enough. So he needs to knock that the fuck off. Please don't label yourself with any kind of you're selfish, you're prudish, you're vanilla. Vanilla should never be a negative connotation, just like gay shouldn't be a negative connotation. Vanilla is perfectly fine. If you like vanilla sex, you like vanilla sex. Awesome sauce. The other words you used, which do have much more of a negative connotation, are prude and selfish. I don't see you as selfish at all. I see you as a pretty GGG partner. There are some things you like, some things you don't like, but I don't see you as selfish. And prude? If you were a prude, you never would have tried this in the first place. So let go of the labels. Take it easy on yourself and give it a try and see what kind of compromise you can come up with. My last suggestion to you is, one of the things that might help is for you guys to go to mojoupgrade.com. This is a place where you register as a couple and then you independently go through a long, long list of potential sexual fun things to do together, some of which you might think are fun and some of which you totally might not. And you answer them yes, no, or maybe. Then what this website does is it combines those lists and it produces a master list. And of course, everything that you both said yes on is on there, but also everything that one of you has said yes and one of you has said maybe, and also the ones where both of you have said maybe. If either one of you says no, it's not going to show up there. Now, the reason I suggest this is because, okay, he may be just totally fixated on the pegging thing, but there may be other things that might be really fun to spice stuff up, you know? So perhaps if you kind of looked at the master list and said, well, let's try this and this and this, he could find something else in there that could be equally satisfying. And in conjunction with him either getting the free pass or learning to fuck himself without you, or you being dominant and telling him to fuck himself while he's home alone or stuff like that, it could work. So I wish you the very best of luck with this. And I send you virtual hugs because this is not an easy situation you're in. But please don't make yourself out to be the bad person. You are absolutely not. Thanks for writing in and sharing this with us, and good luck to you. Okay, this next letter comes from the forum, and this is actually the man that we played the music for in podcast number 141. I finally found the time to listen to podcast number 141, where you shared my first pegging experience. Thank you for all the kind words and encouragement. I have an update for you for session number 3, where unexpectedly Elle, my wife, took the heat in this journey to another level. This past Monday, I was off from work and starting my off day just like any other. I woke up, cooked plantains and eggs for Elle and I, and sat down at our table to share our 90 minutes together before she was off to work. We discussed our plans for the day and for plans after work. We finished our breakfast and sat together on the couch, just sharing our time together, for she finally had to rise, kiss me goodbye, and leave for the day. I went off to our complex's gym, got my workout in, and came back home. I showered, put on my comfortable house clothes, as I had no one to impress, as I hadn't intended on leaving our apartment until Elle got home. Started catching up on personal email, had a few cups of tea, and surfed the internet looking for updated pegging videos and forum posts. I started to hear an abnormal amount of commotion outside of our apartment. I opened my blinds to see a construction crew jackhammering the sidewalk and removing huge chunks of our rock landscaping and launching them into a metal trailer. Well, the dogs in the neighborhood didn't take too kindly to this commotion and started voicing their displeasure with nonstop, aggravated barking. Well, this day off had certainly taken a sudden and unexpected turn. But no worries, at 38 years old, I have had a pretty fair amount of life experience in the last 18 years to know that these things happen, and to look at this as an opportunity to do something different and fun, rather than sit at home and feel sorry for myself. Gathered up my keys, wallet, sunglasses, and phone, and decided to go have an early lunch at a local casino. As I headed for the door, my text alert went off on my phone. I retrieved it from my pocket and saw a text from Elle. She said something had come up at work and she was granted the second half of the day off as she wasn't needed for the rest of her shift. Awesome. I texted her back and made her aware of the noise issue and my plans for an early lunch. Elle, in her fun, feisty way, told me I'd better wait for her before heading to lunch. Elle is a hardcore tomboy, and we are spankos, so her feistiness is always expected. It's her main way of antagonizing a spanking from me before she actually gets home, where she will ramp up her bratting until I can't take it anymore and give her the spanking she's looking for. However, this time she also told me she had an idea of how to spend the rest of our day together. I anxiously awaited for her to get home, and when she did, we greeted with a kiss and shared some conversation before leaving for lunch. She teased me and told me she would only tell me her plans once we sat down to eat. Once we had our food, I said, please tell me what your plans are. I knew they had to be sexual in nature since she was making me wait. With her sexy, toothy grin, she told me, I want to tie you to the bed and spank you, but I want you to be gagged also. Without hesitation, I replied, will you please fuck me too? She answered, absolutely. You must understand that gags are something that we discussed about a year or two ago, and it wasn't something she was ready for. We've had a set of restraints for nearly 4 years, but the gag was a hard limit back then. Back then? Apparently, Elle has found a dominant side that she is enjoying immensely since we started pegging just a few weeks ago. We finished our lunch with plenty of playful teasing about our upcoming session and left the casino. As I drove us home, she began her dirty talk to me about what was happening when we got home. She would reach over and grab my throbbing cock as it tented my shorts. We arrived home and got prepared for the session. When I finished my shower, Elle brought the restraints out from under the bed and laid a few of our spanking implements that were about to be used on me. I opened the bathroom door and saw everything laying in wait for us, from straps, belts, hairbrushes, paddles, and of course the strap-on and lube. She started laughing as she said, I forgot, we don't have a gag. I said, no worries. One of the hottest things I've seen in a pegging video is when a girl takes a pair of her panties and stuffs them in the guy's mouth as a gag and then proceeds to fuck his ass. She went to the closet and retrieved one of her sexiest pair of panties and threw them on the bed. She instructed me to lay on the bed so she could apply the restraints. I climbed up and laid face down, as I knew she would be spanking me as well. Ella went to the bathroom to get something, which puzzled me. When she returned, we both started grinning as she had a roll of medical tape, and I knew the exact intent of that roll of tape. She restrained my ankles and wrists tightly as she reminded me she wanted zero movement from me so that she could have her way with me. She then straddled my back, stuffed her pink lacy panties into my mouth, and put a strip of medical tape across my mouth to keep the panties in place. She began warming my butt up with soft to moderate strikes from her hand and other implements, and then suddenly stopped. I heard the top of the lube pop open, and then she squirted a healthy stream of the slippery warmth into my butt crack, allowing it to drip onto my waiting asshole. She grabbed the smaller purple dildo from our tool bag and massaged the lube into my ass. She then alternated penetrating me and spanking me over and over again. She was so good at it, I didn't know if I was about to get spanked or feel another stream of lube drip into my ass followed by a dildo. She worked her way up to a medium-sized dildo and began fucking me with it while she held it in her hand. I felt so helpless as I lay there, completely restrained, and feeling her spread my ass open and probe my anus with the dildos before finally inserting them and increasing the penetrating rhythm. She put on her harness and climbed atop me, lubing me up once again and then finally, assertively burying her purple cock into my ass. She fucked me like this until I was breathless and signaled for a break. She relented, let me catch my breath, and then asked if I was ready for more. "Yes, please," I panted. She wanted to change it up, so she released me from my restraints but kept the gag in place. She ordered me to the end of the bed where I bent over, and she roughly took my ass until I collapsed onto the bed, unable to come. Again, we were so close to me achieving an orgasm without stimulating my cock, but hey, for session 3, I'm not complaining. I rolled over to my back. She gave me some lube, and I stroked my cock until I came and came and came. We cleaned up and spoke about what went right this time and what went wrong. Well, nothing went wrong. Everything went right. Elle said she was totally turned on by stuffing her panties into my mouth, taping them in place, and burying a strap-on into my helpless ass. We also decided that we were ready to add some more equipment to our pegging journey. We ordered a black and purple ball gag and a larger 8.4-inch pink strap-on dildo. The new dildo is a bit longer and wider than our medium one. Our hope is this additional length and girth will give her some additional sight and control of our newfound friend. A funny thing happened as well since Monday. I asked her how she knew how and when to increase her intensity into total dominance while she pegs me. She said, "Oh, well, I've been watching pegging videos to get ideas." What? I asked her to do that 6 months ago, and she said she was uninterested in watching pegging videos. She'd rather just figure it out for herself. That, along with her new affection for gags to be used on each of us, is hilarious. So many changes in such a short time for us. We had a serious belly-aching laugh while she was fucking me with the dildo using her hand. As the first time she spread my ass open to lube up my asshole, she said, "Baby, you shaved your ass for me. Good job." I love having my open, honest, sexually liberated, and sometimes dominating, wonderful tomboy. I couldn't ask for a better wife, and it was like this before the pegging started. It's just that much better now. I'm looking forward to sharing our next experience once our new equipment arrives. Oh, I love that. I really, really like the description of afterwards you talk about what went right and what went wrong. That is such a smart thing to do, and that's something I'd actually advise all couples to do, especially in the beginning of pegging. Because when you're brand new at pegging, a lot of things can happen. Not only is there the role reversal element to take into consideration because you're doing something you're not used to, you're either as the woman running the fuck or you're as the man receiving it, and these are unfamiliar roles that can feel really awkward. But then there's all the other things that can happen too, like whether your bodies match up right in what position you've chosen, whether you've used enough lube, whether you're entering him slowly enough, whether he senses that he feels he needs more girth or length, so many things. And so it's really cool afterwards, once you've enjoyed that post-pegging glow, to talk about it. And even if it's the next morning, just to talk about it and say, okay, so when you did that one thing, yeah, that hurt a little bit. Or the best position for me and the one that I felt so close to orgasm was this. or her saying, you know, this position was really difficult for me, so maybe we can find a different one that's easier. So many things to talk about. So please do sort of debrief each other. That's such an unsexy word, but it's really an important thing to do in the beginning stages of pegging. So I am happy for you that you did that. It's a great story. Well told. I thought about cutting it down a little bit because it's kind of a long one, but it flowed. Sounds like you two are having quite the fun. So congratulations on a really cool number 3. And have fun with that new equipment. Thanks for writing in. Okay, this is an email on my Pegging Paradise website. Background. Done some butt play, both alone and with my wife, and recently started having some back trouble. The doctors are pretty sure that it can be resolved without permanent problems or surgery, but it got me thinking, what if we make the jump to pegging soon? Yes, that's optimistic, but why not think positive? I found some interesting research by, and then there's a listing of a specific book, Male Spine Motion During Coitus Implications for the Low Back Pain Patient, and the companion, Documenting Female Spine Motion During Coitus with a Commentary on the Implications for Low Back Pain Patient. While I'm glad that they're exploring sex after injuries rather than taking the you'll grow out of sex approach, they're pretty vanilla, only studying two variants of missionary, male lying prone on female and male supporting his upper body weight on outstretched hands, spooning, and two forms of doggy, with the woman on her hands and knees and with the woman on knees and elbows. So no more wild positions such as women on top and definitely nothing other than man putting his penis in woman's vagina. Not that I blame the researchers, really anything alternative would be a professional suicide, as well as being very difficult to find subjects in a sample that would pass for being legitimately random. Short answer. Though it doesn't cover anal penetration, it looks like hands and knees doggy is probably best based on their research, and spooning would be second, assuming that the bottom's back pain is worse when they bend their back, parentheses, flexion intolerant. However, both the doggies are worse if motion sets off your back pain. I'd love to get some more information on pegging and anal-specific positioning for back pain, including a wider range of positions. Any community feedback? Or perhaps Ruby could get some professional input from a sympathetic MD, DPT, oh, I gotta look up the acronym on that, or chiropractor. So the very first thing that I would recommend for you is support. So one of the best recommendations that I found for men who have low back pain is the Liberator Wedge Ramp Combo. And here's why. It's two pillows, and you would think that they would slide apart, but the surface that they have on them makes it so they don't slide off each other at all. And you put one on top of the other, and what it does is it supports your upper back and your head, and at the same time, it kind of curves your butt up and holds it up so that you don't have to do any of the work. There's no fear of movement exacerbating the pain. As long as laying on that cushion, which is very supportive, feels okay, then you're good to go. And the thing is it also makes it easier for her. So you're basically going to be in missionary style, but the Liberator Wedge Ramp Combo thing is going to kick your butt up in the air a little bit and totally support your body. So I'm going to put the link for that in the Linkorama. It's interesting that you did such intense research on this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a chiropractor, and I'm not a DPT, even though I'm going to look that up. Doctor of Physical Therapy, is that what that is? Might be. Who knows? Anyway, but I do know that from anecdotal situations, the guys with low back pain do really, really well with this cushion combo. It seems to me like it would be better to be relaxed and not have to hold yourself up at all, not have to think about doing something that might exacerbate that back pain. So that's what I would recommend, but really only a doctor or a chiropractor or potentially a DPT when I look that up and find out what it is. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording right now and look it up. Hold on. Haha, my acronym game is strong. It is a doctor of physical therapy. So, in other words, what I was trying to say is all three of those people would be people to consult with to get really, really specific information on your back and what is the best for it. Because here's the deal. I used to work in a chiropractic office. I know a lot about spines and things, and I've done a lot of years of massage myself. And the thing is that every body is different. You could be having a pain in your low back situation that is very different from everybody else's pain in low back situation. The cushion that I recommended could work really well for you, but not so much for somebody else who had an injury in a different manner, has a different situation going on in their back. So there you have it. If you really, really want to be perfect about this, you would consult with a professional and find out what your particular back situation calls for. But I have to tell you that I haven't received any negative comments on the Liberator Wedge Ramp combo suggestion. Basically, everybody has delivered lavish praise about how amazing it is for people with low back stuff. So I would recommend that. And there you have it. As far as getting professionals of that sort to give me their professional opinion, yeah, the physical therapist and the chiropractor is going to tell me the exact same thing that I told you, that they can't give any advice out until they've examined you. And the MD is going to say, would you like some drugs? No discrimination, no bad things against MDs, but Western medicine is not trained to take body structure into account nearly as much as physical therapists and chiropractors, in my humble opinion. So before I stick my foot in my mouth for all of you docs out there, I'm just going to move right along and we're going to go to the next message here. Okay, this one is an email from my Pegging Paradise website, and the title of it was called Coaching. Hi, Ruby. We talked a while ago about the material toys are made from. Anyway, I did bring up pegging to my wife, and we bought a silicone strap-on but haven't used it. It's still sitting in my nightstand, untouched. I want to try it with her, but I'm afraid for her. She's a church girl, very conservative, and I don't want to corrupt her with porn. I'm very confident about my sexuality. We live in South Florida, and I can't find any places that have pegging classes, like that show on cable with Nikki Glaser, was it? I would like for us to have a coaching session to help show her how to do it without worries of injuring me. Is it only in California? The reading is fine, but in person one-on-one would be better. Someone to physically help guide us through the process and maybe take turns on me as they keep switching. The only penetration would be in me. I don't want prostitution, just a professional like yourself. You're a sex therapist. So, wow, there's a lot of stuff in there I need to respond to. A, I am not a sex therapist. I talk about sex a lot, I talk about pegging a lot, and sometimes I give advice that can be mistaken for me being a therapist. It's kind of relationship advice, but please, everyone listening and everyone who writes in, you know that if this advice I give you feels wrong, you throw it in the trash. I am not a qualified therapist. I have a good sense of how to deal with relationships. I have a really good sense of all of the pitfalls of pegging and things like that, so that's why it may seem like I'm a therapist, but I'm really not, and I'm definitely not a sex therapist. There are people who train years and years and get lovely letters after their name that are sex therapists. So I did put the word out and check with my peeps, my sex educator group, to see if anybody like that exists in South Florida. But I have a couple of other comments as well. Let's see, you bought the strap-on, it's sitting in the nightstand untouched. Have you let her listen to podcast number 112? Because if she's a church girl and she's really conservative, you really don't want to spring something like this on her. Okay, let's back up even one more step. Do you guys talk in bed? Because you say you're very confident about your sexuality. Are you to the point where you two can talk about what you like and what you don't like sexually? Because that's the first step. Communication is a very necessary component for pegging. Pegging is like varsity level sex. So if you're ready to move to varsity sex, if you have good communication about your sexuality, if you can sit there and talk about what you like, if she and you both can in the moment say, you know, move that a little to the left, do a little bit harder. If you have open communication like that and have shared fantasies and things, then awesome. You are ready for doing the pegging. But pegging, as I've said many times on this podcast, comes connected to many, many things in people's mind. There are some connotation misconceptions and fears. That's what podcast number 112 is for, which of course I'm going to put in the Leakorama. I think I've put podcast number 112 in every single freaking Leakorama since when I recorded it over a year ago. Anyway, listen to it yourself first and make sure that it's something that she would be open to. You are the only one that has the sense of who she is as a person and can decide whether this podcast is an appropriate thing for her to listen to. But I've worked very hard on the podcast, and it is meant as something to calm her fears about it and things like that. So then from there, one of the comments you have is you don't want to corrupt her with porn. She's a church girl, very conservative, and I don't want to corrupt her with porn. You know, there's some awesome porn out there that's made by amateurs that is doesn't have all of the stuff that usual porn connects with pegging. It doesn't have the feminization, the humiliation, the degradation, the BDSM. It's just regular pegging. So that is something you might want to consider. I'm going to put a link to Pegging Unkinked, which is a group on the Reddit forums, because they only allow videos that don't have all of that other stuff in there. So there you have it. That is something you might want to consider. It's an interesting thing that you're balancing here, because you're talking about wanting to introduce her to pegging, and you're saying you don't want to corrupt her with porn. Porn can open people's minds. Porn can also scare someone who is really conservative. So yeah, I find it very interesting that you're jumping to the varsity levels. You want her to peg you, and you're still thinking she might get freaked out by porn. Glad that you're confident about your sexuality. And I don't know if anybody's teaching pegging classes down in South Florida. Again, I put the word out. I'm going to be starting webinars pretty quick here. I keep talking about this, I know, but it will happen. So you will be able to see me. It's not going to be like being in person, but you'll be able to see me teaching the class, and I can answer questions and make gestures and talk to you about things. Because I totally agree, when you read something, it's a little more difficult to translate those words into exactly what you should do. And after all, some people are visual learners. Now, on to your final point, which is what you're looking for in terms of a coach. So there are people out there who call themselves sex coaches, okay? And to my knowledge, which is not extensive, what they do is come to your home and coach you through sexual experiences with your partner. They absolutely are not going to take turns on you as they keep switching. That is a fantasy you are totally going to have to let go of. That would be completely unprofessional and also against the law, as far as I know. You say you don't want prostitution, you just want a professional like me. Okay, if you want them to fuck you as well as your wife, that is prostitution. Absolutely. So be real clear about that. But backing up a little, yes, sex coaches do exist. And as I said, I put out the word, and if someone responds, I will send you that information, sir. One of the things I might recommend is to just take it really slow, step by step. Not do it all in one night. First night, have her exploring your ass and doing ass play with you. And again, keep the communication really open. You know, get in a relaxed... I wrote a whole piece about it, okay? And I could go through it here, but I wrote a piece about ass play for beginners. And basically, it's for beginning couples who haven't done a lot of ass play, specifically with her giving to him, because that is a very specific situation with the whole prostate thing and all of that. And so I'm going to put the link for that in the Linkorama as well. But it's really a fun thing to do this discovery together. You don't have to be perfect at it, and you can tell her if something hurts. I mean, if she does some reading about it and reads up about it, she will know the basics. If you're just wanting her to not have to read anything and look at anything, well, I think that is not the right way to go about it. She needs to be educated on what this whole pegging thing is about. She needs to know what not to do as well as what to do. So I would actually advise, if you cannot find a coach, or if she says, not doing that, that it can be a lovely, beautiful journey to just explore the two of you, step by step, really slowly. There is something really endearing and very intimate, and what's the word for it? It will draw you closer together. It just really deepens your intimacy when the two of you go through something that you haven't gone through before, and it's a discovery thing. It's a new thing. It's an intimate thing. And it's so new to the two of you. You're like bonding because you're newbies. It's like, ooh, we're going to do this together and find out what works and what doesn't. And then, like the previous letter that I read, debrief afterwards. Debrief. Talk about what went right, what went wrong, what you liked about it, what you didn't. This can be an adventure you don't need a sex coach for. But again, I put the word out, and I will send any references that I have to you, and let us know when we can play the music for you. But first, think about that podcast 112. She hasn't listened to it. I think she needs a little more information. She needs a little more education. Good luck to you. Let us know when I can play the music for you. And I hope it all works out. Thanks for writing in. Okay, Pegging Paradise email. Hi, I'm new to all of this, and I want to buy a double strap-on which pleases me and my girlfriend while she's doing me. I read about strapless, but they seem not easy to handle for the woman. What would be a good double dildo which pleases me and her at the same time? Thanks a lot. Okay, so I responded to this and just asked two basic questions. Is she new to pegging, and is she on board? Does she come more from clitoral stimulation or G-spot or both? And he wrote back, she's new to it like I am, but we discussed it, and she's down for anything as she really trusts me. Considering her stimulation, we are about to figure that out. Thus far, she's experienced more the clitoral orgasm, but she also really gets turned on when I hit her G-spot while doing intercourse, so I can't tell which one she prefers. I would say she enjoys both, but I think she has less experience with the G-spot. For me, it's important that she gets something out of this too, so I was thinking about the double tango strap-on because, as far as I've read, it's really a satisfying one. She did put fingers in my ass, and we both enjoyed that, so we are not totally new to it. I think it would just be awesome if she can feel her own movements while doing me. Do you think the double is a good one? I just don't want a normal dildo where she doesn't feel anything. Thanks for helping. It's great because there's not a lot of information out there. Okay, so I could do air quotes when I say I want her to, air quote, get something out of it too, if you knew how many times I've heard those words. This is a really common thing for most men who are just starting out with pegging with their partner to want, and it's quite natural because men are not used to being the focus of all the pleasure. It makes them sometimes a little uncomfortable to be the focus of all the pleasure, especially if they think that she's not receiving pleasure. And, you know, I have to point out at this juncture that there's a lot of different ways to receive pleasure. You could receive pleasure in a way that gets you off, clitorally. You could receive pleasure that just totally turns you on and leaves you dripping because you are watching your partner have so much pleasure. There are different ways to experience pleasure, so don't get attached to she has to come too. So given that, let me also emphasize that the learning curve is kind of steep, or can be, most of the time, for women learning to fuck. You're a guy that's had a cock for his whole life. You know exactly what to do with it. You know exactly how to fuck. You know how to move. Most women do not realize what it takes to fuck someone, and it's a brand new thing. It can be awkward, it can be difficult, it can be frustrating. Fucking someone takes grace, strength, endurance, balance, and multitasking, okay? So women don't get that. This is why the learning curve is steep. Now, that doesn't mean it's unpleasant, but it can mean it's a little frustrating. When you throw into the mix a double-ended dildo, what you're doing, again, is going to the varsity level, because that is another added level of complexity. So if she's totally down with that idea and she really likes the idea of having something inside her as well, then that's awesome. But if you're the one driving this bus and you're saying, oh, she needs to get something out of it too, and she's like, well, okay, I trust you, whatever, then pull back a little bit and consider some other options. A regular dildo, you say. You know, there's lots of different ways that she can get off. And one of my favorites that I talk about all the time is the Fuse single dildos, which have a vibe pocket. You put a Wee Vibe Tango bullet vibe in there, and those dildos are the furthest thing from a regular dildo. The base of them is shaped in such a way that it nestles right in between the vaginal lips, and it's really quite extraordinary. They come in a variety of sizes. I'll put links for those as well in the Linkorama. So consider that. If her orgasms happen more easily clitorally, then consider that as a starting point, and then eventually moving to the point where you get a double and she can feel it inside herself, because the double also has that vibe option, so she's not only going to get G-spot stimulation, she'll get the clitoral as well. So there you have it. Normally, I recommend people start with the singles and go to the double just because it seems to flow better that way. I've had people try the doubles right off the bat and get really frustrated and say, forget it. But then again, there are also the stories of people that start off with a double and say, oh my fucking God, this is amazing. So you guys could be that couple. So talk it over with her and see what you think. But please don't let your she has to get something out of this too drive the bus here. I've also heard from a number of women, not a small number of women, a fair amount, amongst the women who like pegging and who have taken their journey down this road and learned how to do it, that they really enjoyed just having a regular dildo that didn't vibrate, that didn't do anything in the beginning, so they could learn how to fuck. You're asking her to do a whole bunch of things at the same time. This is the multitasking thing. You're asking her to do all of those things that I mentioned that are involved with fucking and figure out how to come at the same time. There are naturals out there that put that dildo in and boom, they're having a good time and they come. But more often I hear from women saying, yeah, just let me figure out how to do this first and then we'll get to the point where we are using the double and where we are focused on, ooh, let's both of us try and come. So anyway, I'm going to put those links in the Linkorama for you. And if you buy from the links, you will support my work. You just use the coupon code WRITER for 15% off. Okay, so this next letter is Pegging Paradise email. And I solicited figging stories, and I got a couple of them. It's so exciting. Yay, figging stories. Okay. Dear Ruby, I listened to your podcast on figging the other day. Interest peaked. So I did some research. I tried a Durex tingle with my butt plug. Even went so far as to mix some deep heat muscle rub in with my normal anal lube. What a rush. I immediately went out to buy the biggest badass looking piece of fresh ginger root that I could find and put it in the fridge, eagerly awaiting Saturday morning when the rest of the family left for the weekend. I have waved them off. I've painted my nails the sluttiest red my wife and I own. I've done the dishes dressed in our favorite black slinky hold-ups, and I'm wearing the lacy thong man panties that my wife bought me. I have carefully carved my ginger fig to the dimension that my wife slash mistress specified, putting the fig back in the fridge to steep in ice water. I've cleaned out my ass, and now I'm waiting. I'm waiting for my mistress and lover to get to her destination before I'm allowed to insert it. The anticipation is making me all a quiver. More once she's given permission. That was a fucking tease. That was an awesome fucking tease. Very descriptive. And so you put some deep heat muscle rub in with your normal anal lube. You know, a long time back on my podcast, there was a guy who talked about mixing a little bit of jalapeno juice in with the lube and said it was like the fucking best thing ever. And I know that, like, just even the word jalapeno and ass in the same sentence scares most people off. But he swore by it, and I'm going to have to look up and see which one that was, which podcast. And I'll put that in the Linkorama for any of you interested in trying that out. And you, sir, so I'm imagining by now you've had all kinds of fun trying out your first figging. So now you need to write back and tell us what it was like. Thank you for writing in. Thanks for the tease. I like to be teased sometimes. Okay, so here's another figging story. You asked for personal stories after I posted a comment on your Facebook page and have no problem sharing. Figging is not a well-discussed fetish, and you're one of the few people I've seen bring it up. It goes hand in hand with pegging, so I'm not sure why it's not more popular or out there for people to see. I've been into pegging, fisting, penetration with all types of objects for years, so my ass is no stranger to having things in it. With all my experience, even I didn't know about figging until a few years ago. I was living in Orlando and had met and started playing with a dom who was into pegging and ass play. One day she came over and told me we were going to try something new and asked if I knew what figging was. At that point, I'd never heard of it and was surprised when she pulled two large pieces of ginger from a bag. I do mean large, lots of fingers on each piece. She cut off one smaller piece, peeled it, and carved it into the shape of a penis plug. Another larger piece she peeled and rounded off like a butt plug. She says strip, so I did. The first piece she inserted into my cock like a sound or plug. At first it was a warm sensation, but then the heat started, and it became pretty painful, but not too painful to where I wanted it out. While that piece was still in, I flipped over and put my ass in the air. The second piece was inserted into my ass. No lube, because it deadens the sensation. And pretty soon the pain was coming from both ends. The ginger starts out great, but soon the burning starts, and it felt like my ass was on fire, and yes, there was lots of moaning. While I was squirming with these two pieces, she cut more and replaced the first two with new pieces. Needless to say, the level of pain increased to where it felt like I was on fire. I loved it, actually. But that's the masochist in me. The only problem is my ass can take pretty big objects, so if I were tighter, it would probably have hurt more. It became, and still is, one of my favorite things to play with, and there is always large pieces of ginger in my freezer. Wow, I didn't even think about putting pieces of ginger in your penis like a sounding thing. That is fucking intense. And I'm surprised that in your description you weren't waxing poetic about how much that hurt more than the ass. Not having a penis, you know, I have, and never having had ginger in my ass, I would have guessed that the penis one would be much more sensitive. So yes, I'm glad that you made it clear that you're a masochist. Because this does seem to really vary from slight stimulation to it's fucking burning. And masochistic people might really totally love that. In fact, I've read stories, I don't know how true they are, but about figging happening and then being pegged after that. I'm not sure if it might be too irritated at that point to do any pegging, and if the pegging would be so painful because of the irritation, that for someone who's totally into pain, that would be one of the few safe ways to get pain while pegging. But of course, you're going to have to use lube when you do the pegging, and I don't know if it would deaden it, but you know, you get my point. So one of the things I'm interested in these pegging stories is what happens after. Because I had a friend who said, yeah, his dom did this and had him carve this thing, and he had no idea what was happening, and he put it in his ass, and then once he took it out, once she allowed him to take it out, he was like sitting on the toilet having volcano-like diarrhea for quite a while. So is that what happens automatically? I mean, I'm interested. You know, is this, do some people react much more severely to it than others? But I'm fascinated by the figging stories. Keep sending them in. And thank you for that one. I love that there's always large pieces of ginger in your freezer. You guys are inspiring me. The next time I have a real masochistic submissive, I may have to get the ginger out. And please make sure you carve it into anal safe pieces. Okay, moving right along here. We got one more letter. Thank you for all of your information, Ruby. My wife of 20 years and I have been into ass play. I have always been curious to try pegging for the role reversal as well as the prostate stimulation. In 2009, I just about lost my life in a motor vehicle accident, and then again after an infection in a follow-up surgery. Combined total 1 year in the hospital. After that, I was determined not to hinder myself and try most everything at least once. About a year after I was out of the hospital, I brought it up to my wife with lukewarm reception. We half-heartedly tried, and it did not turn out well. Fast forward to 2014, and we got more comfortable with anal on our bodies. We had a great sex life until 3 weeks ago. We were laying in bed. I'm doing a little shopping for her for different marital aids. Then she asked if I would still like her to peg me. I stopped, eyes wide, and meekly said, well, yes. All trying to keep from jumping up and down. Over the last couple of years, my wife has gotten more confident, so that might have triggered her to bring up that subject, as she is not scared of letting her dominant side come out at times. So we did a little shopping with Entice Me, the Fuse Double, Fuse Wild, next smaller size Fuse, and the Jacques Harness. That was 3 weeks ago. We're waiting on the shipping. The problem now is she gets more excited every day checking the mail, and looking at her excitement is making me nervous. I'm thinking, oh my God, did I just literally fuck myself and create a monster? In a good way. We did get one parcel in, and as she was walking in the door, she had a huge smile. She lights up any room with that smile. She was like a kid at Christmas. The parcel contained the Double and the Wild. She looked at the Double and said, yep, this would work. Then she pulled out the Wild and said laughingly, I don't think you'll want this yet, as that is larger than anticipated, and I agreed. Once Customs is done playing with it, I hope you can play the music next week for us. Ooh! First of all, I am so happy for you that she asked you. That's totally awesome. And, you know, I've heard this story before about, yeah, you know, we talked about it, we tried it, and it didn't really go well. And I wish I could kind of go back in time and be right there to be at the end of the emails, right? That somebody could say, okay, didn't it go well? This is what happened and that would happen. And then I could write them back and say, okay, here's what you need to try. Here's where you went wrong. Stuff like that, you know? Because it's not unusual for things not to go well in the first time. It can be awkward. You can have bad equipment. You can go too fast. It can hurt. It can just be something you feel so awkward about that it's like, ah, I don't want to do this anymore. So years later, how delightful that since you knew that you wanted her to do it and you wanted to try it again, that she was the one to bring it up to you. I love her teasing and doing the looking for the male thing. That's totally awesome. I will absolutely be happy to play the music for you once again, because as many of you know, here on Pegging Paradise, we celebrate rediscovering pegging just as much as we celebrate doing it for the very first time. So right on in. Let me know how it went. Sounds like you guys are slated to have quite the time with all of those beautiful toys that you bought. Thanks for writing in. Okay, we're done for today. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Also, pegging101.com, where you'll find informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order some sexy new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use the coupon code RYDER, spelled R-Y-D-E-R, for 15% off your purchase. Send your questions to Ruby at peggingparadise.com. No question is too silly, too strange, or too simple. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Send those questions in. Or you can call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.